Welcome to the Surviving Grief Podcast, hosted by our grief ministry leaders at Crossroads Church. We'll be sitting down with friends as they share their powerful stories of loss and healing, and we'll hear from grief professionals and other wise people with useful tools for our own time of grief. If you're supporting someone who's grieving, you'll learn how to comfort them and walk with them on their own path to healing. Let's join the conversation.
So welcome back to another episode of the Surviving Grief Podcast. I'm Kelly. And since, if you've been around with us since 2024, we've produced over 40 episodes of this podcast, hoping to meet you in your time of grief and equip you to come alongside your loved ones when they experience grief of their own. And while we circle around the idea of joining a grief group, today I want to hit that squarely on the nose. I am so honored that this podcast has been a part of so many people's grief journey, but we don't want to stop there. In fact, if you want to heal, we think you need something more. If you're currently walking through grief or you've experienced a loss in your past, a grief group is your best tool to find healing. A podcast is great. An article can be so helpful. A sermon will move you. But a grief group has the power to change you unlike anything else. Having experienced a grief group both as a participant and now a leader, I know firsthand the positive influence it can make on a life. And I understand that walking into a room of grieving people probably sounds like the last thing you really want to do. So that's where this conversation fits in. Today, I'm joined by my friend Caleb, aka Dirt, for a Grief Group 101 episode. This is all about what you can expect and will experience as part of a grief group. I specifically asked him to sit in with me today because he's never been to a grief group. He's sitting in the same seat as many of you. What I hope this conversation does is push you to join a grief group, whether your grief is fresh or is years in the past, whether you join us live or online. There is healing available to you, so don't leave it on the table. All right, Caleb, here we go. What do you want to know about grief groups?
Here we go. Thanks for letting me sit with you today, Kelly. Yeah, you're going to have to really convince me. So walking into a room, like you said, walking into a room full of people that I assume who are very sad or maybe crying does not sound like how I want to spend a Tuesday night or whatever, right? So let's start real high level. Why should I come to a grief group?
You want to come to a grief group because what grief has a pattern to it. And while at the beginning of grief, when you first experience your loss, you're going to be in shock, right? And then the reality is going to set in. And then you're going to move into a phase of grief called retreat. And that's where we literally retreat from community. We feel the need to isolate. We feel the need to be alone. It feels like no one understands. But there's going to be a point where you're going to start coming out of that, right? And when you come out of that and you are experiencing some hope and you do have the energy to join a group, go to the grocery store, make the bed again, you don't want to try to find community then. You want to already be in community with people that get it as you're walking out some of your healing. And I know it's exhausting. Grief is so exhausting because what's going on is your brain's remapping your whole life experience around your loss. So that's what we hear a lot of times. People are like, I just can't do it. You can. because what you're going to find when you walk into the group is people that are in the same boat as you. It's not like walking into a cocktail party where you have to kind of work the room and you have to be, you know, very socially aware. And should I stand here? Should I stand there? There's none of that. There's a very peaceful environment where everyone gets it. You don't have to do a lot of explaining. Everyone knows why we're here. So it's actually a little bit relaxing because you don't have to work a room like you do in a lot of other social engagement.
Yeah, I know, as you've said, and as many people have said, grief is really exhausting, right? So how much energy do I have to bring to this thing?
None. If you're in a live group, you're going to walk into a room. Someone's going to say, hi, I'm so glad you're here. They know you're coming because you signed up for it. And you sit down and we take it from there. Leaders, we've constructed this experience and this content to take you on a journey of both understanding God's heart for you as you're grieving and what are tools that you can take with you on your journey. We want to equip you. And so your posture is simply to receive. You can share as little or as much as you like. We do have opportunities to share about our loved ones that we've lost. We have opportunities to share stories and pictures. You can do that if you want. Most people do end up participating, even though maybe when first presented with that idea, they can't fathom it. But what happens in the process is that we begin to get perspective on other people's loss. How are they handling? There's a healing process to sharing stories about the people that we've loved, that we've lost, because grief is tied to the level of love that we've had for the person. Mm. So
I'm not just sitting across from you. I've listened to all the Surviving Grief episodes. And I know that you and Megs both have experienced really profound grief and loss in the past. And so you guys have constructed, and you're leading people through something that you've walked through. This is not just a, like, let's get you to feeling better and get you back out in the world.
Yeah, we're not going to just train somebody to understand the content. All of our leaders at all of our sites have been called to this ministry because of their personal loss and what they've experienced through our Crossroads Grief Support Group. That's how they got here. That's how they got into the leadership position. So there's, if you're in one of our groups, you are being led by someone who's walked it out and has been affected by it, and so profoundly so that they've chosen to make it part of their personal ministry.
Mm, yeah. I'm guessing grief can be pretty, we've already said it can be exhausting. I know it can also be isolating, right?
Yes.
So this kind of comes against that. Not kind of. This definitely comes against that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, we could do grief webinars.
Right.
Right? We could just broadcast something and here's the tools and good luck to you. But that's just not, that's not the culture of our community and our church, is that we do life together. That's one of our core values at Crossroads, right? And so we, and that means the good and the tough. And so these groups are intentionally structured to give you built-in community with people who get it. It would, I mean, it would be so much easier to just, you know, host a once a year workshop on grief, but that's just not who we are. We want to be shoulder to shoulder with you because we get it. And the connections that people make in these groups are profound. There have been extraordinary circumstances where people have been put together that have experienced similar type losses and similar type circumstances. Only God can do that. Mm. And so when we isolate, we're not giving him the opportunity to heal through community. And I think we know the power of community and connection to our health, to our emotional health, to our physical health. So that's why we've created the groups. And we do it kind of the old school way, live, right? And online, of course, but providing you an opportunity to hear other people's stories and be with them over a period of time so that you can get perspective of, like, oh, I'm not by myself and there are tools and I am going to make it through this.
Yeah. Well, I know if studies are to be trusted, which I think they are, most people are pretty lonely.
Oh, goodness.
Right? Even like before grief happens,
epidemically,
right?
Epidemically so, right.
And so then grief happens.
And then grief happens. Yeah. And then, oh my goodness. And so a grief group can also, like, I see where you're going with this, is a remedy to isolation that you may have been experiencing before your loss. And that goes right to the heart of God, right? Mm. Because he's constantly working all things together for our good. Even our grief. So he's working in community, not just on the loss and the grief, but on the loneliness maybe experienced before that. That's why as believers and followers of Jesus, we need to be together.
And this is like one space where you don't have to continually explain what's going on in your life.
Nope.
Right?
No, like, one's going to ask you trivial, so how are you?
Yeah,
or how's your summer? Or what, you know, the things that we, you know, the niceties that we endure in other social circumstances. We get right to the heart of things. People are going to look out for you and they're going to ask you questions like, where are you? And what that means in grief language is, where are you on the spectrum of joy and sorrow, right? They're going to ask you, where are you emotionally? Where are you in the stage of grief? Because that means something. We want to get to the heart of the matter and really care for you in these groups.
So let's get to brass tacks if you can. I know this is not video, so we can't see what it's like, but if I walk into a grief group, just an average, maybe sure. The first meeting or something, what am I going to experience?
Sure. Well, if you come to one of our live groups at one of our sites, you're going to be in one of our meeting rooms, right? There's going to be round tables with chairs. You're going to be met by a leader at the door who welcomes you and knows you're coming because you've signed up. They're going to check you in. They're going to give you a book. We've created our own content, and so you get the book that helps us. It helps you, which is one of our tools on this journey. You're going to find a place to sit. You can sit wherever you want. We're not going to construct where you sit. And then, you know, as more people come in, you know how the room vibe works. Everybody kind of navigates the room and sits a little bit far apart, but a little bit connected. Great. Whatever you want to do to feel comfortable. And if you join us online, you can join with camera on or camera off. It's up to you. We're going to do some basic introductions, and then we're going to go into the content. We do share our stories of our loss because it's important for those of us who are grieving to articulate at this time, where are you in that story? You know, you may be joining the group 6 months after your loss or 2 weeks after your loss. So it's really important for you to be able to start to articulate where are you right now. And you can do as much of that or as little as you want. But having that safe environment, because the minute you hear other people speaking, it's like, oh, okay, I get it. No one is making light of what's happened. Everyone is authentically joining that beautiful space where people can really share what's going on with them. It's you can feel the safety in the room, and that's what begins the healing process, is to begin to articulate. Now, you're not going to share your story for the whole night. Everyone's going to share. And then there's going to be some, we'll discuss a topic, and then we'll have a discussion time at the table, which is led by a facilitator who knows the content and can help you if you get stuck or might ask you a question. And again, your participation is as deep or as light as you want to be. Same thing online. We don't do a lot of breakout groups or anything like that. We usually stay together, and because it's really important to hear how other people are processing things. That's probably one of the most potent ways God works in the group, is that people get revelation from what other people in the group share, and it helps them. It's astonishing what he does.
So you kind of briefly mentioned they'll be covering some content. Like, what are some big mm-hmm. what are some big buckets that we might hear about?
We kick off week one with the emotions of grief, and while that might sound basic, it's a pivotal point that helps people to understand, oh my goodness, I had no idea that all of these things are grief. And that is what brings everybody together. And then there's a discussion on, okay, which one of this list of 27 different emotions are most impactful for you right now? And there's a tool associated with that we give you to help you narrow that down so that you can take that to God very specifically. Other topics in different weeks are the stages of grief, how we move through a process that can be mostly linear, but sometimes we go backward and we regress. We're going to talk about how to stay close to God when you're kind of mad at him a little bit, and the practice of lament, and how that biblical practice is what can help us to not feel alienated from God, because we've all seen that in people that we know and love, where they've gotten so mad at God that they have a hard time finding their way back to him, and they need him desperately. So we're going to give you a tool to prevent that. We're going to talk about how not to get stuck in grief, because, again, we're only going to be together for 6 or 8 weeks. So we want to equip you as deeply and as thoroughly as possible so that after the group, you've got those tools in your healing bucket. And then we have people that come back and repeat the group. So those are some of the topics that we cover.
Right. So it usually lasts about 6 to 8 weeks?
6 to 8 weeks, yeah.
Okay. And it's available at all Crossroads sites? Most sites?
Most sites, yes. Most of the sites have a live group, and then we also have online groups, so that if your site doesn't have one, you join us online.
Or if you're anywhere in the country, you join
anywhere
us
in the world. We have people from all over the country, awesome. And all over the world join us in the online group. People find it through this podcast. They find it just on the internet, and they join us. And our process for like joining a group is pretty simple. We've got a pretty low bar. If you're not part of Crossroads and you're hearing this and you don't have what we call a profile with us, an account with us, it's a very low bar. It's like your name and email, and then you will never spam you, anything like that. You're simply joining this group. If you want to opt into more things with us, we would love that. But you'll need to opt in and make a choice for that. So you can feel comfortable signing up for the group knowing, hey, this is my first step. I'll see if I like this, you people, and what you're doing. And then obviously you're welcome to join us. We'd love it.
So six to 8 weeks is once a week? Is it like an hour, it's hour and a half?
Yep.
How long is a meeting?
The live groups are typically on Tuesday nights, and that's because we have free childcare available at our sites, which makes things
that's a big deal.
Yep. And typically start at 6:30 and end around 8:30. Online, we do a little bit later, 7 o'clock. We're trying to hit some different time zones, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And we typically run for about the same time, an hour and a half or 2 hours, depending on the size of the group.
Are groups going on right now?
Grief groups run year-round. It's really the only one of the only seasonal groups or multi-week group that runs year-round. So you can almost always find one. And then our standard seasons at our sites are in the fall, which start in September, and in the winter, which start in January.
Awesome. Any other major differences between online and in-person?
It's all the same content. The difference is that it is, you know, you're in the comfort of your own home. And as the online grief group leader, shameless plug, I just feel like, you know, when you're navigating some of the deeper waters and some of our healing groups cover some really, really deep things, we've seen just a little bit more willingness to share with your, you know, because you can have your camera off, you can be in your home. You just don't have the exhausting stress of trying to get out of the parking lot at Oakley and into the group. We know that is a real thing. We know it. We see people out in the parking lot trying to get in. And with online, it's just a little bit easier. Now, you know, there's pros and cons for live and online. It's really, some people just want to be live. Great. We can, we've got groups for you. If you want to be online, we can. We can absolutely make you feel welcome and cared for as well.
Fantastic. There's probably nothing better, though, than a story. So I'm going to tee you up, Ms. Kelly. What's your story about how the grief group has impacted you as a participant?
I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, is that it was probably 5 years ago when I did the group as a participant, and I remember night one. I remember walking in and going, oh my goodness, outside of my family and really close friends, this is the first time I've identified myself as someone who suffered a deep loss. And that was like, oh, wow, okay. And I looked around the room and it was packed. And I thought, oh, thank you, Lord. I'm not alone in this. This isn't an isolated incident. We're all going to either be grieving or help someone grieve in our life. It is the normal flow of life. That was a big relief. I also felt relief because it had been several years since the loss of my husband, and it was all bottled up inside of me. But I didn't feel like it was going to explode. I felt like the tone of the room and the content and the way we were encouraged to share was very gradual. And so I felt like I could let it out a little bit at a time.
At your own pace.
At my own pace. Mm-hmm. I kind of was listening to the stories of other people and who they'd lost and what they were processing. And they would say something that would make me think, oh, wow, yeah, I never thought about it like that. And so while the outward expression of being able to articulate it was really great, the inward later processing of remembering what other people said about their losses really, really hit me. And so that night one, with all that list of emotions, I thought, oh, I'm not crazy. That was the bottom line.
That's a powerful feeling, right?
It is powerful because you don't know. No one equips you for grief ever, anywhere, high school, college. Nowhere can you go to be equipped for grief. You only learn about it and learn how to deal with it when you're in it, if you do something about it. And I had not done anything about it. Mm-hmm. So I was not equipped in any way, shape, or form to be able to to nuance out, oh, the numbness is a normal part of grief. I thought it was just me hiding. No, it's normal. Oh my goodness. That made it so much easier to let go of when I realized, I'm not on the short list of people who can't deal with grief well. I just hadn't been taught.
So you said it was a couple of years after your husband's passing that you went to the grief group.
Mm-hmm.
Is there grief that's too old for me to come?
No.
Okay. And then the follow-up to that, mm-hmm. how do I know if I need a grief group?
Mm, yes. Well, if you're sitting alone and you haven't talked about your loss in a while because your friends and family maybe have moved on and they don't honestly know what to do with you, because it happens so many times. Mm. People are just ill-equipped. They don't know how to care for you when you're grieving. And so if you haven't talked to anybody, if you haven't shared your story of loss, or if you've recognized, I'm a little bit different, but who would I tell that to? Who would I even share that with? Come and join us, because there's an entire community of people that would love to hear your story. Your story will help heal them. You'll be healed in it. So those are two things. If you haven't told your story in a while, or if you've noticed, oh, I'm different. Maybe you could be different, not in a good way. Oh, I'm much more isolated than I was right after my loss. Those are great indicators of needing a grief group. And to your question about the age of grief, we've had people in the grief group who have not said a word about their loss in 10 years since
wow.
their loss.
Wow.
Come and hear the content on Stuck in Grief and the tools that we equip you with to get unstuck and have moved forward and have let go of the bitterness and the anger and the emotions that they get stuck in our bodies. And that's really unhealthy. And so it's never too late. God is always ready to meet you. He's never going to pull you and drag you by the hand into this journey. And so we have to kind of be aware of our own needs. And if you're hearing this and you're feeling that ping, then that's him speaking to you saying, hey, this is probably for you.
Mm. What are some of the common barriers that you hear of people who don't want to come?
Mm-hmm.
Barriers or excuses, maybe.
Sure. Some people are ashamed of the type of loss they've endured, and that particularly applies to death by suicide. There's still a stigma, even though as a society, I think we're getting better about being more understanding and being more there, but for the grace of God, go I, in our attitude toward death by suicide, but there's still some shame attached to it. And so people that have experienced those types of losses are usually the ones that it takes a little bit more time, because it's so complicated. Obviously, it's so complicated. And so sometimes it takes a little bit more time to want to be willing to share that story. A lot of people don't feel that they're dishonoring their loved one by even talking about it. But what happens when we get in the group is that it is a common type of loss that we are ministering to in the group. So you're probably not going to be the only person in the group who has suffered that kind of loss.
Mm-hmm. If I'm going somewhere new, I probably don't want to go by myself. If I have experienced grief, can I bring a friend with me who maybe isn't going through grief? Will that person get anything out of it? Is that even a good idea for them?
I think that's a great idea. And we have had people bring friends. And we've had people in the professional world of caregiving come and take our groups because they want to be trained. They want to hear all of the great grief training and support and tools that there are. So it is very common for people to bring a friend, somebody who is, because sometimes people are so shaken, they don't want to drive, right? So they've got that wonderful friend who's walking them through their grief journey. And yeah, we love that. It's such a powerful thing to help minister to your friend if you know the content that they've been exposed to and the tools, and you can help them to use the tools. And again, like we always say on this podcast and in the group, we're all going to be doing it. It is only a matter of time before we're grieving or we're helping someone grieve. And we want to do it in that biblical way. And there's just nothing more beautiful than the sacrifice of your time to support your friend who's grieving. What a beautiful thing to do for someone. So yes, you are welcome.
Okay, so to summarize what I think I've heard from you, because I'm going to let you set me straight if I got it wrong. So I sign up for a grief group. Let's just say in person, but this also applies to online. I'm going to find a warm environment. Mm-hmm. It's going to feel safe.
Yes.
Right? For me to, almost like a swimming pool, I can get in as quickly as I want.
Yep.
Right? I can dip my toe in or I can just jump right in.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have a little bit of teaching that's going to help me understand what's going on in my grief.
Mm-hmm.
A chance to process that with other people who are also going through grief. And a community that just understands what I'm going through and supports me through it.
Amen. Also, you're going to get a little bit of homework if you choose to. We'll do a follow-up email after every group, after every week of the group. And in there, there will be tons of resources. There'll be practices, journal prompts, things that you can do so that you're not just attending the group one night a week and then not thinking about it for the rest of the week. And that we've seen people do have extraordinary breakthrough in their healing by just some of the journaling prompts. So yeah, you've described perfectly what it's like to
Fantastic.
Join a grief group.
Well, it's because you described it perfectly, and I was just listening.
Thank you.
Okay, so how do I actually sign up then?
You go to crossroads.net, and then we have a great search tool. You can type in groups. You can type in grief support. You can type in healing groups. The cleanest way to go is crossroads.net/groups. That'll take you to our fabulous group finding tool. You'll click on healing groups because obviously grief support is a healing group. And once you click that healing group button, they're all going to pop up. You'll see grief support and then you can pick your site from there.
And I can choose online there as
well. And you can all together.
Sounds great. Sounds like a really helpful, super impactful time and tool. Any last thoughts before we sign off?
If this has resonated with you and you feel that pull, sign up now. Don't wait. Don't wait.
You got to do more than just listen to a podcast.
You got to do more than listen to a podcast, although they're great. And I listen to a lot of them. But it's taking that next step. All of our spiritual growth is monitored, and there's a path, and it all is about the next step. Grief is a spiritual growth process. There's no doubt about it. And just like if you want to be more proficient in the Bible, just like if you want to make more friends and have a pickleball group and get together on a Wednesday night, everything revolves around the next step. So the next step from this is sign up.
Surviving Grief is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio. If you'd like to connect or share your own story, reach out to us at podcasts@crossroads.net. That's podcasts with an S at crossroads.net. We'll see you next time.